Hi everyone, this is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, your pastor for the day. A month ago, I had a full knee replacement surgery. If you've ever had a knee or another joint replaced, you know it takes some time to recover. In between the various physical therapy exercises I had to do, I spent many hours with my knee elevated and iced in my easy chair. And during these long stretches, I did quite a bit of reading. One book I read was by David Calhoun, and it was titled Swift and Beautiful, The Amazing Stories of Faithful Missionaries. Some of the missionaries in this book are famous, so I was already somewhat familiar with their ministries. Men like John Elliott, David Brainerd, David Livingston. But there were other missionaries in the book who were just as faithful and yet not as well known. And so I was thankful for the opportunity to learn about them and from them. One such missionary pair were two single ladies, Mary Beam and Betty Cridland, both of whom went home to be with the Lord just over 20 years ago. These sisters in Christ met at Columbia Bible College in South Carolina and eventually served together for more than 20 years to the Uduk people in Sudan. Miss Beam and Miss Betty, as they were affectionately called, persevered through the mud, mosquitoes, and many dangers to bring the gospel to the Uduks. After serving in the Sudan for 15 years, they were able to share in their 1957 Christmas letter what had been achieved up to that point at the mission. Here's a quick overview. A boys' school had been established with 60 students and a girls' school with 50. An orphanage had been established, which was initially filled with children who had been rescued from death and had been living in the missionaries' homes up to that point. A church was established with a lead pastor and 7 elders, 88 baptized believers representing 5 tribes, and a Sunday congregation of 200 to 300 people. There were 99 adults in reading classes. An Uduk dictionary had been produced by Mary and Betty, and several sections of the New Testament had been translated by them. I share this overview with you in light of how the Lord led Mary and Betty to become missionaries in the first place. Both women had been faithful members in solid Bible-teaching churches filled with pastors and members who had a heart for reaching the world for Christ. In Betty's case, the internal pull toward missions peaked when she heard a sermon from Dr. Robert McQuilkin, who became the founder and first president of Columbia Bible College. In the course of his preaching, Dr. McQuilkin had said that there were millions of people who had never heard the name of Jesus. Later, during the service, after the bread had been passed during the Lord's Supper, Dr. McQuilkin asked, "Has anyone been overlooked in the passing of the bread?" In that very moment, all Betty could think of were millions of hands being raised everywhere across the world. And Betty asked the Lord that moment to let her go as a missionary to people who had never heard the name Jesus. This past Lord's Day at our own church, Webster Bible Church, our congregation participated in the Lord's Supper, and one of our own elders prayed that God would call out from our own flock some who would take the gospel to the unreached peoples of the world, those who had never heard of the name Jesus. It made me wonder, who will be the next Mary or Betty or John or Sam that God might be calling to the mission field during a typical Sunday worship service as God's word is preached and the ordinances of communion and baptism are faithfully practiced? Friend, are you praying toward this end? Is your own heart open to the tender voice of God? I wonder who will be the next missionary sent out by Webster Bible Church. You should be wondering the same thing with respect to your own church. Isn't it wonderful to be an active participant in God's saving work in this world? Indeed, as the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of those who proclaim the good news, the gospel of peace. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We're located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our mission is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy God's people, and extend God's glory. For more information about our church, please check out our website at www.websterbible.org. It's been my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thanks for listening.